struggling brain. We are just delighted. James Camp, our director of music, is going to be playing for us tonight. Y'all give him a big shout out. And we're just going to have a great time singing and praising the Lord. And just really, I want you to just kind of take a deep breath and let it out. And just let your body go a little bit. And let the Holy Spirit move within you as we sing and share together. Our own Harold Tarpley is going to be our leader tonight, and he'll tell you everything else you need to know. Right? Okay. All right, let's go to God in prayer. Holy and precious God, we give you thanks for this evening that we share together. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to sing together and to praise you, to lift our joys to you as well as our concerns, to lift to you this special time of singing, God, and fellowship. And we just give you praise and glory for this evening and this time together. Now bless us all with your Holy Spirit, and let us all be moved by the music that we share together. For we ask it in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Harold?
If you're here tonight, for the same reasons I'm here tonight, you'll want to sing this song. It's on page 11. Number 35.
Come get in place.
You may say this.
But shall I there go there? 27.
Thank you.
Corella. Of course, some of our Methodist friends did too. But Joe played saxophone for years here. And when he passed away, Nina gave me all of his music. And before he gave all that music, I never played it above much because I got really nervous. And I kind of feel like Joe's with me when I play now. So I keep trying.
Thank you.
6 years ago, I was invited out to Salem United Methodist Church to preach a service when one of the preachers couldn't be there or something. And I was kind of surprised when, before I got up to the pulpit, they took an offering, or maybe it was earlier in the service, and they had a couple of young people, and they walked down the aisles, and they had tin cans. And I wish I had a tin can. You can imagine. They said they wanted pocket change in that can. Well, immediately, I had heard of old Roberts, you know, not too long ago. Sometime back, I heard him take an offer, and I said, they don't want that loud money. They want some quiet money. They took up money. How long has it been, Mike? 26 years. 6 years. I haven't used about that long. Today, every second Saturday, and many people in here involved in the various churches, to be in the neighborhood of 60 to 80 people, sometimes a lot.
60 families, it works out to about 150 people.
About 150, I'm sorry. I should say the families. They buy the food, our church, some others of you, I know many of you have been involved in, and they still call it pocket change. Our offering this evening, which we'll take right after this next song, is going to support pocket change. All right, what number?
44.
I heard 62 first, but I think I heard 44. We'll start the next time another day. Remind me. 52, let's go to 12.
Thank you.
here on earth. For we ask it in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
those who are willing to give of their gifts and talents tonight. And we thank you, God, for a wonderful offering for a very dear ministry. And we thank you, God, for the abilities of our beloved music director and his beloved mother. And we thank you, God, for each other. God, we hold our hands in unity as the body of Christ, not just each and every individual church, but we as a community of faith lay before you, God, all our concerns, all our joys, all the things that might be bothering us, that might be worrying us, God. We lay them before you now. And we trust, God, that you hear these prayers, that you know who is in need of your rest, your rejuvenation, your healing, and your blessing. And God, we give you thanks for what you have done, for what you are doing, and for what you will do. Help us to leave this place as a strong community of faith, not just individual churches, but the community of faith, believers in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And in his name we pray, and let the people of God say,